It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Kiss of Death Podcast. Mike Brown on the mic tonight. Hopefully should be joined by Pops here in a few minutes. Jeremy Brenner has the very well-deserved night off. Tonight, Rockets post-game show. They go 4-0 in 2023 NBA Summer League. They defeat the Golden State Warriors tonight, 118-101, 3 points off of what would have been an NBA Summer League record. So exciting. Yes, guys, I know, Summer League, it doesn't really matter. I think we're being joined by Pops off of his phone. Okay, there we go. Pops, are you there?
Oh, I'm right here, baby.
Okay. Move it a little bit so the light's not shining directly in my eye. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Big night tonight. Rockets win. They go 4-0 in 2023 NBA Summer League. I know it doesn't matter. These games don't matter. Before we get into the analysis, let's talk about the box score. Jermaine Samuels Jr., who we're going to talk about a little bit, making an impression. He had 18 points tonight, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. Cam Whitmore continuing to prove the fact that he lasted till 20.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
I mean, the fact that he lasted until 20 is just utterly weird. 26 points, 8 steals. He tied an NBA or a summer league record with 8 steals, which is ridiculous. 5 rebounds. He was 11 of 21, for God's sake, from the floor. Darius Days had 16 points. Nate Hinton, who I like as well. I know there's not enough roster spots for Nate Hinton. Big Nate Hinton guy. He was in double figures tonight. He had 12. I got to tell you, I think the Rockets may have found a diamond in the rough in Trevor Hudgens.
I was about to say, Hudgens is the real deal, okay? Yeah. Mm-hmm. If they can afford, and this is a different year, different era, you know, if they could afford to keep Knicks on the team last year, Hudgens, and I like Days too.
I like Days. Look, we haven't even talked about my boy, the Great White Hope, Matt Mayer, who 5 of 10 tonight, 3 of 7 from the three-point line. He had 15 points. I like Matthew Mayer a lot. I think Matt Mayer can ball. He's got good hair, you know, unlike, you know, you and I. You know, he's got something that you and I don't, which is some hair. Matt Mayer, I got to tell you, Trevor Hudgens, who, I mean, he was Division II Player of the Year. I'll give you a comp for him. He reminds me of a poor man's version of Damon Stoudemire.
Yeah, he's built a lot like Stoudemire is.
You know, the fact that both are left-handed. You look at Damian Stoudemire, he was, oh, man, I got to look. How tall was he?
Stoudemire might have been maybe 6 feet.
I was about to say, I'm trying to find it just real quick. Yeah, he was 5'10". And Trevor Hudgens, yeah, Trevor Hudgens is 6 foot. I mean, they're literally within 2 inches of each other. I just look, I like that comparison a lot, just watching him play. He slows the game down. He's not going to be the backup point guard, but I'll tell you this. Ime Udoka was sitting courtside tonight. Kevin Porter Jr. could potentially be a guy that they look to trade, especially with his $18 million salary. Another Brown joining the show tonight. Alex, thank you as always. They move on from him. I could see a guy like Trevor Hudgens being a backup point guard for this team. I really could. I like his game a lot. Not initially, not off right off the bat. I think he's going to the G League. But he's making an impression against a bunch of dudes who are going to end up working at CVS in a couple months.
But Hudgens is not a rookie, right? He was in the D League last year, wasn't he?
I got to go and look.
Yeah.
Oh, 2022, he was NBA. Yes. Yeah, so last year he was undrafted.
Right.
Went to the G League. Didn't know a ton about him, but it's clear that that is working for him, it being in the G League. Big fan of this game.
That Nate Samuels, how big is he?
Jermaine Samuels. I want to say he's 6'7". He went to Villanova. 6'7". He's got some game to him.
We still don't have that big galoot though yet, you know?
No. You hope that's what Jock Landale is, you know? And I got to tell you, look, we got to get to Cam Whitmore. I mean, he's doing it against a bunch of jamooks that, you know, are going to end up working at McDonald's probably in between, you know, basketball leagues in a couple months. He's a man amongst boys. I mean, he just turned 19 years old. They're worried about his injuries, which is ridiculous. He's going to take a step back when he gets to the league. My comparison for him, people are comparing him to Jaylen Brown from Boston.
Oh, no. I don't think he's big enough.
He looks like Kawhi Leonard. His game, if you look at those two guys side by side, his pull-up game, defense, when I watch him, he's baby Kawhi to me.
Yeah, I would consider him more of a Kawhi Leonard than a Jaylen Brown.
I mean, the Rockets probably got the steal of the draft. I'll put my, you know, for the tens of people that end up listening to the show. No, I'm just kidding. Our numbers are actually pretty good. We average about 600 downloads a show, which is great.
Isn't that why they took Jabari and Eason out of this thing? Because where did they're too good for summer league right now.
Amen Thompson too. I mean, Amen Thompson got hurt. Can you imagine though, by the way, so the Rockets have made the G League, or not the G League, the summer league semifinals. What if they bring back Tari and Jabari just to play in the final two games on the 16th and the 17th?
I would.
Oh, you imagine we roll up, and you know what? What if like Saturday what is that? Sunday? The 16th is Sunday, yeah? What about the 17th? Our starting lineup would be Fred Van Fleet. We'll bring out Tari. We'll bring out Jabari. We'll bring out Shingun. Like, we'll just bring out like our starting five for the game on Sunday. You know how funny it would be, like oh God, what is it called? Like in Gridiron Gang, when they're like trying to like psych him out at the end.
Oh then, yeah.
You know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson brings out the entire team. We'll bring, you know what? Ben Sullivan will go to the bench. We'll bring out Udoka. You know, we'll bring out Udoka to coach the team. Oh. Mitchell says Darius Days look good tonight. They all look good tonight. Rockets win. It's exciting. You know?
I think out of this group, though, you seriously, okay, you know, Whitmore's on the team, no question.
Mm.
You got to think it's going to be between, unless they make a move, it's going to be between Days or the other dude, Hudgens.
Or Michael Mayer. I like Michael Mayer. I'm a Michael Mayer guy. You know, I know we already have two white guys on
the team. What number is he? What number is Michael Mayer?
He's the tall white guy. He's the only tall white guy. I mean, look, no disrespect to Fletcher McGee, who's getting look, he got 19 minutes tonight. No disrespect to Fletcher McGee. But good God, he might be the worst basketball player I have ever seen. He actually hit a nice floater tonight. I'm just throwing that out there that Fletcher, first of all, your name is Fletcher, okay? You should not be playing basketball. I'm sorry. I apologize. He sucks. He's horrible.
Which one was he?
The smaller white guy.
Okay.
I look, to be honest with you, when I'm watching these games, tonight I was focused on Jermaine Samuels. I like Jermaine Samuels. He's not making the main roster. I like Hudgens a lot, and I think he's making an impression. But as long as you have KPJ on this team, look, he could get one of the final two roster spots. Hudgens could. I like Hudgens a lot. I like his demeanor. He hit a big three tonight. I don't know if you noticed the three before half.
No, it was before the end of the third quarter.
Was it? No. That was a big shot. But I'm talking about before halftime. He hit a three. And did you notice who gapped him up going the other way? On the end of the court was Udoka. Like, Udoka was sitting right there.
Yeah.
And look, Raphael Stone was wearing something. First of all, bad GM, okay? I'll go on record saying that. But he got dressed in the dark this morning because I don't know what the hell he was wearing. It was like a Rockets polo with, like, animal print that said Boss. It was like Rockets, and then it said Boss on it. Like, I would much rather him go out onto the court wearing nothing but a bathrobe than wearing what he was wearing on the court tonight.
What was Jalen Green wearing? Banana something?
Oh, bathing ape. No, I liked what he was wearing tonight. Mm-hmm. I liked how the broadcast was saying that Jalen Green had a great rookie year last year. Okay, that was his second year in the league. I'm not saying that ESPN, with all of these layoffs that they're having, you might want to have a broadcast team that actually knows what they're talking about. That might be, you know, just a little beneficial. Look, let's get to the overlaying, what I want to get to tonight. I see Rockets fans who are like, oh, it's only the summer league. No, this is important for the Rockets. Like, with all due respect, we're having fun. That's what you and I always do. But they need to start building these winning habits. And it starts tonight. Or it starts on Saturday. Listen. They win the summer league title buying the shirt, I'm buying the pencil holder, I'm buying the towel, I'm starting the parade down Kirby, past House of Pies, ending up at Colorado's. Okay, that we're taking over the city.
You better hurry because I don't want to miss the WNBA All-Star game.
Well, look, here's the thing. With all due respect, yes, you're right. The ESPYs were last night in the world of no one cares. if you're a Rockets fan, I've watched most of the four games at this point, either live or on rewind. This is the first time in 3 years that I've enjoyed Rockets basketball because this is a fun version. First of all, I love Ben Sullivan, the Rockets head coach, the shooting coach that they brought in from Boston. Ben Sullivan, to me, is a future NBA head coach. The guy's got it all. And I know it's early, but his demeanor, the way he goes about his business, he's a future head coach.
Well, I think you talk about demeanor, and I'm thinking, you know, I heard the interview the other night on TV with Jabari Smith about why are you out here? And he goes, we were 22-60 last year.
Jabari.
We were the worst team in the league. He says, I've got to get out of here, and I've got to get better.
Look, Jabari, love Jabari. And this team, they're going to be a top eight team in the playoffs this year. I'm telling you right now, after they have to compete in this stupid in-season whatever tournament that they're doing in Las Vegas that I don't even want to talk about because it's so stupid. Like, this is so dumb. Like, I don't know what Adam Silver is doing. Is he taking time between Passover and Hanukkah to decide on just stupid things to do in the league?
So what happens to the winner of that tournament?
I don't know. I don't care. Like, okay.
You know, we're in there with – I don't know what the purpose of this tournament
So here it is. The inaugural in-season tournament will tip off on Friday, November 3rd, 2 days after my birthday, and culminate with a championship on Saturday, December 9th. The semifinals, Thursday, December 7th, and championship will take place in Las Vegas. The in-season tournament will consist of two stages, group play and knockout rounds. Group play. All 30 teams have been randomly drawn into groups of five within their conference based on one-loss records. This is so stupid. Like, I don't even want to read this anymore.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Because this is just the most asinine thing I have ever read. You have a season, play the damn season.
This is as stupid as...
Oh, God.
This is as stupid as a pitch clock and having a runner on second to start extra innings.
Okay. The knockout rounds. Eight teams will advance to the knockout rounds. The team with the best standing in group play. The qualifying teams will compete for a prize pool in the new in-season tournament trophy, the NBA Cup. Yeah, it's all about money. Mitchell makes a good point. Yeah, you know what I'm not buying? I'm not buying the, oh, congratulations, we won the NBA Cup.
What? You think they'll make jerseys for that?
Probably, and I'm not buying one. I ain't doing it. Like, this is so – look, first of all, I love Summer League. I don't know about you, but going back to my previous comment, we went on a little tangent there. That's okay. That's what the summer is for. We're here honing our podcasting skills. Episode 455 for us, killing it, throwing that out there. If you want to find Pops on Twitter, he's not there, so don't try and follow him. I like to say, you know, I have zero bumper guards in my life, but at least I have a Twitter profile. So
there
that's
you
fun.
Go.
It's so stupid, but like Summer League, I've grown to like Summer League. These are fun games. These are guys who play hard. They compete hard. You know, I'm excited for the Rockets making it to the semis on Sunday and Monday. I'll be watching.
I'm there.
Man of very few words, you know. Now, the thing is, if they win the Summer League, are they going to put a banner up at Toyota Center? Because I know the Texans would put up a banner.
They do get a ring, though.
They do get a ring, which would be pretty cool. You think?
Yeah, they'll have it on eBay the next day, so don't worry.
Yeah, that's true. It's like that line of people standing outside of Minute Maid this morning for 713 Day. My question to them was, you don't have jobs, you're going to do that? I got some flack for that, but that's okay.
Wait a minute. So what were they in line for?
I don't know. Some memorabilia that came out on 713 Day. On that note, before we get back to the Rockets, what's your favorite Houston-based rap song, Pops?
My favorite Houston-based rap song? I like
713 Day.
I like Big Bunny. I like Big Bunny.
Okay, well, Bad Bunny is not from Houston, and he's an artist, not a song.
Okay, I like Bun B.
You like, okay. Okay, you like Bun B?
I'm down with Bun B.
Okay, all right. So whoever the Rockets play on Sunday, we're going to dominate, okay? And if you don't think that I'm going to Twitter after this to start trash talking, you know what? If your team's not undefeated in Summer League, you poverty franchise. Oh, congrats, Denver. Your team just won the NBA Finals. Well, you know what? There's one team undefeated in Summer League, baby, and that's the Houston Rockets.
Well, Cleveland's
4-0. What?
Cleveland's undefeated also.
No, they're 3-1.
No, that's Utah and Atlanta.
Okay, so all right. So I won't talk to Cleveland fans. That's fine. Cleveland. You know what? At least we don't have to live in Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, congrats. You know what? Sorry. Mitchell does point out that they are 4-0. Hi, I'm the Cavaliers. I've done nothing since LeBron left, and I have to live in a poverty city. Oh, we have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No one cares.
They got Max Strauss, though.
No one cares. Strauss?
Yeah.
I would have liked Max Strauss, but we have Matt Mayer. We don't need Max Strauss. Who would go spend $70 million. We don't need that. We have Dylan Brooks.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You don't feel like we are that secretive third team that is going to give Miami one more first round pick for Tyler Hero, do you?
You think we're going to end up with Hero? No.
Well, what the deal is, Miami's got three first round picks and they're looking for a third team so they can get one more, and then for that pick, that team will get Tyler Hero.
I don't want Tyler Hero. We don't need him. We have Jalen Green and KPJ. We have enough guys who don't know how to pass the ball. No, I'm just kidding. KPJ, I love KPJ. I got to tell you, I mean, hopefully I've displayed it over the last few shows. I'm excited about this team. Like, I really am genuinely, for the first time in years, where I won't go to a Rockets game and boo from the third deck because we're down by 34 points to the Jazz in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
I mean, that's what it's been, dude. You know, and this team, I got to tell you, I think this team is going to be much better than people think. We don't need Tyler Hero. We already have two white guys.
It was just a thought. I'm wondering if you were thinking – how big is he and what position does he play?
He's a shooting guard. He's 6'4", 6'5". He's got good hair, too. He's got really good hair.
Just a thought.
I mean, look, do I like it? It depends on what we give up for him. You know, a first-round pick, I'm not giving up a first-round pick for Hero. A, he makes too much money. He's a nice player, though. I mean, he's a nice shooter. But you're not going to start him. You're going to bring him here to not start him. Your starting five is set. And you're already going to have enough problems at that spot to get guys minutes. Because you're starting five. Okay, so work out the starting five. Because I had trouble the other night because I had a 102 fever. Trying to, you know, I was starting to see, you know, visions of Kate Upton being back in the city of Houston.
Did you hit your head on your bumper guard?
No, because it's not there. Fred Van Fleet is your starting one.
Jalen Green,
Dylan Brooks.
Three, Jabari Smith, four, Sangoon, five.
Okay, so KPJ is your backup one.
Easton is your backup three.
Mike Landale is your backup five.
Yeah.
Who are we forgetting?
Don't forget, we got Whitmore in there too.
And Whitmore, I totally forget. Yep,
we got Amen Thompson.
That's who it was. Okay, so your backcourt is KPJ and Amen Thompson. You have Tari Eason. You have Cam Whitmore. You have Jock Landale. There's 10. You have Jeff Green is 11.
You got Aaron Holiday.
Yeah, you got Aaron. That's 12. When I say loaded, are they going to win the title next year? Well, as of right now, they're undefeated. So you have to think that if the NBA season were to start right now, the Rockets would be the perennial favorite.
I mean, shit, man. We'll win that thing. So you got 12 guys. You can carry 15, right?
Yep.
12 can suit up.
Yep. You can have two-way guys. Three two-way guys.
For the last three?
Yeah. So to me, that's got to be Hudgens, Mayer. I like Jermaine Samuels a lot. I don't think Jermaine Samuels is the third guy, though.
I'll tell you, Darius Days, I'm going to tell you.
I like Darius Days.
Built like a brick house.
He is. And I'll tell you what. Did you watch the game? You watched the game tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. Nate Hinton gives me Corey Brewer vibes. Is that – I'm trying to keep it local to Houston.
Yeah.
He's got that, like – you don't know what he's going to do, whether he's going to put up 40 or go into the crowd and punch a guy in the face. Like, I like that type of, you don't know what's going to happen with a dude. You need a little bit of that excitement, you know?
Isn't that what Brooks is going to give you, though?
Oh, I got to tell – okay. I'm going to probably end up with a jersey. And if you want, you look up – you know what? If you want to send me a jersey to wear on the show and be – a sponsor of the show, let me know. Slide into the DMs at MikeBrown_2020. Outside of Fletcher McGee, that jersey that I'm – oh, yeah, good call. Jayshon Tate, too. I forgot about Jayshon Tate.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, forgot about Tate. Yep. So,
good call, Mitchell.
Great call, Mitchell. So outside of Fletcher McGee, I think I want a Dylan Brooks jersey. because there's a 64.5% chance he's going to end up on ESPN for trying to fight somebody. Like, you know who he is? He's like the kid, what's his, Tanner Boyle from Bad News Bears, who just tries to fight the entire seventh grade. That's Dylan Brooks.
He,
and that's okay, by the way.
I'm telling you.
Oh.
He's Vernon without the jump shot.
Who would you take in a fight, Vernon Maxwell or Jayshon, or Vernon Maxwell or Dylan Brooks?
Well, Maxwell's kind of old right now.
No. In their heyday.
Oh, okay. I'd have to say Brooks. Brooks is a little meatier.
I think I'm taking Vernon because I'm pretty sure Vernon, there's no way. Vernon would be the favorite. He'd be like a minus 125 going into that fight. I could see taking Brooks, but I'm good. Okay, who would win in a fight, Fletcher McGee or Garrison Matthews? I'm taking Garrison Matthews. Gary Bird.
How do you think – how sad is Ty Washington and
Gary? Talk on that.
Okay, Matthews.
Okay, continue.
I mean, Ty Washington and Garuba have been traded again.
They got to go live in Oklahoma City.
Oh, God.
Yeah, like, if there's a city that I close my eyes and I hope I don't have to live in outside of a federal penitentiary, Oklahoma City or Tulsa is probably 1-2 on that list.
I don't know. I'd have to mix Utah in there.
That's a state. But, yes, I hear you.
Same thing.
Like Salt Lake City. Oh, God. Can you imagine? Where do you live? Oh, I live in Salt Lake City. You only have one wife, so I think that exempts you from living in Salt Lake City. Look, man, watching the game tonight, I know this may seem trivial, and if you're listening to this now, the thousands of people listening in currently, thank you. For the millions that are going to listen tomorrow and beyond, thank you. Look, be excited. This is a fun team. This summer league team, they're scrappy. They're fun. You know, you got a whole you're being represented by every, you know, corner of the country. You know, I'm just saying.
I think KPJ right now is the wild card in this whole thing. Because I'm just not sure what their plans are. I mean, is he going to make the team? I mean, is he going to be there for training camp? And I'm not talking about holding. Yeah. I'm talking about, is he a trade candidate? You know?
What do you want for him, though? Like, I know what I want, and it's a real center. I mean, I like Jock Landale, whatever the hell a Jock Landale is. I mean, all due respect to Jock Landale. I mean, I like Jock Landale. I mean, it's a one-year deal. You know, he had some nice minutes in Phoenix. I've watched some tape on him. He's fine. I mean, but he's Jock Landale. Like, he's not going to lead us to raise our third championship banner.
What do I want for him? Well,
a center, a legit center.
But would you want, let me throw something at you. Would you want like a Clint Capela center?
Yes. I would do that deal in 5 seconds.
Really?
Here's the thing. I don't think they're going to move him is the thing. I mean, look, you know, Dwight Howard is playing for the Byeongdang Tigers. I mean, go see what he's doing. You know, we could, you know, Dwight Howard 2.0. That could be fun. The bottom line is KPJ is valuable to this team because you look at that second unit that's going to be highlighted by Amen Thompson. He's not a scorer. Tari Eason, you know, he's a good scorer, but he's more defensive-minded. Jayshon Tate is not a scorer. Jock Landale is not a scorer. He's going to be your – I've said it for 4 years. He's Lou Williams. And by the way, respect to Lou Williams, who just retired in the last couple months.
Yes, he did.
You know, Rockets legend. Carmelo Anthony, Rockets legend, hung him up. One of the three most overrated players to play in the game of basketball the last 25 years. Ooh, congrats, Carmelo. You scored a bunch of points. You ain't do anything. You and McGrady can go sit down in the corner. Most overrated Rocket. Don't even get me started on Yao Ming. How awesome. You know how cool? I'm thinking about this. What about for the game on Sunday? They just roll out like a Rockets legend team to play in the summer league. You know.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. it seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Oh, semifinals on Sunday. Like they did a camp today with Steve Francis and Gerald Green. What if we just bring out like Rafer Alston, Steve Francis, McGrady? We'll bring out Ming. Oh, how much fun would that
Robert
be?
Robert Horry.
Bring out Horry. We'll bring out like a player from every era. We'll bring out Ralph Sampson. You know, Sampson alive? I think he's still alive.
Ralph Sampson is alive, yes.
Rockets legend. All due respect to him. Look, tonight's show has been fun. Thank you all so much for joining us. Yeah, Rockets.
We appreciate it, even during these summer times. But I think there is a different type of attitude from what I've seen in the last couple of years. I mean, I don't even remember, like last summer, who was coaching them? Like Tipsy Hedren or whoever?
No, the guy that ended up going to coach in Australia. The guy who was coaching their real grand team, I think. I don't know. He's probably selling turkey legs on the side of the road.
They got rid of him. You know, they thought it would be smart. Let's bring Jayshon Tate's college coach or something coach.
Whatever.
You know, didn't work out. I, to this day, if someone can, you know, there's thousands of people listening.
Oh,
if you can tell me why Lionel Hollins was brought in last year.
Well,
they had guys like what, Jeff Hornacek?
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, first of all, bringing in Jeff Hornacek should have been a fireable offense by Raphael Stone. I mean, you bring in a guy who I don't hate anybody outside of the, you know, person who took my bumper guard. But that's besides the point that, you know, like I'm just – Jeff Hornacek, that's like hiring like Olden Polonese, okay? That's like hiring Carl Malone, a John Stockton. Like there's just things you don't do. The Rockets mean business. What they're doing right now is showing the fan base that they at least care. That's all we're asking for.
This coaching staff, and, you know, I know Ben Sullivan now because I've seen him on TV.
That's a, first of all, it's a very good-looking man. It's a very good-looking head coach.
Okay, well, that's I'm happy for y'all. I don't
out there.
I don't know the other guys. I just know them by name, but I do know, and I'm not just saying it because he's a UT guy, but I'm telling you, Roy L. Ivey has a pipeline in this league, and he knows a lot of guys.
We do need to give – that's a good thought by you. The Rockets need to give Jeff Van Gundy a call because they need to bring him home. The fact that ESPN fired him is utterly absurd. Bring JVG home. Listen, no disrespect to Ryan Hollins. Okay?
Oh, my God, I can't believe you just said that. That was what I was going to say.
No disrespect to Ryan Hollins. You got us through some dark days. You're kind of funny. You're tall. You know, we're not getting rid of Ackerman. Ackerman can be here until he decides he doesn't want to be here. Him and Bill Worrell, Rockets legends. Ryan Hollins, you are a mediocre player at best. When JVG is out there, you go get Jeff Van Gundy, okay? You go get Jeff Van Gundy. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a hot take, you and I, before we wrap the show up. You know who put together that whole dynasty in Golden State? You remember him? Their GM, Bob Myers?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Bob Myers will be a part of this Rockets front office by this date next year.
Wow.
Mark my words. Mark it! Bob Myers, because we're this year, first of all, it's going to be exciting because from what I've seen thus far, before we wrap the show up, in about, June-ish of next year, we're going to be hosting an NBA title. because we've come out of the gates. I mean, we are on fire. We are 4-0. We are taking the league by storm. I understand the best players aren't playing. LeBron, Luka, Steph Curry, Giannis, all those guys are sitting out. But what the Rockets are showing right now is that they've got the goods to compete at the highest level. They're 4-0 in Summer League. They're going to win Sunday. They're going to win the title Monday. They're going to win their first title. Then they're going to win that goofy in-season whatever the hell they have to – the YMCA tournament. They're going to win that, and then they're going to defeat the Miami Heat in the NBA Finals next year. If they continue on this trajectory, that's where they're going to be end of June 2024.
I think you had me at – JVG and Ackerman.
Oh.
And let me ask you a question. If nothing else, would it not increase? Would more people at least not tune in?
No, because right now, last year, I would have rather have watched, you know, the, you know, Cops, or I'd much rather have watched, you know, reruns of SVU, Storage Wars, if you will, than watch Rockets games at times.
I do want to know, how come on Cops, every time they get some guy, why is every guy in like a wife beater undershirt?
I don't know. You know what I also figured out? Why in all of the Fast and Furious movies, we've never seen them stop for gas? Has anybody ever thought about the fact they have never stopped at a gas station before? Do they just go ahead of time?
Or a shower.
That's true. That's entirely true. All right, whatever the hell this show was, this is a lot of fun, Pops. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, and thanks to everybody for listening tonight.
Rockets are firmly on their way to the 2024 NBA title with another win tonight against the Golden State Warriors. Suck it, Steph. 118-101. Rockets will be in the semifinals on Sunday night. Of course, after every single Rockets game, preseason, regular season, in-season tournament, NBA Finals game. We at the Kiss of Death will be live after every single game. If you're on Twitter, you can't find Pops, but you can find me at MikeBrown_2020. Follow my very talented co-pilot, Jeremy Brenner, at Jeremy Brenner. And of course, thank you to the team at the Fans First Sports Network for giving us a home to do this show. We appreciate you guys so much. Follow them at Fans First SN. We'll be live with you.
You can find me on Twitter. Will y'all reach out to me and let me know, because I'm not on there.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks for pointing that out. It's 9:10. The Jazz still suck. I hate the Mavericks. Frenchie's going to be mediocre at best for the Spurs, and we'll talk to y'all Sunday night.
Everybody have a great weekend.